A disaster, Apple in talks to integrate Google's ultra-woke Gemini AI in iPhones. By Lucas Nolan on March 18, 2024. Despite recent concerns about Google's disastrous launch of the ultra-woke Gemini AI, including its tendency to erase white people from history, Apple is in talks to integrate Gemini into future iPhone models. Bloomberg reports that Apple and Google are engaged in active negotiations for the iPhone maker to license Google's Gemini generative AI engine. The proposed deal would allow Apple to incorporate Gemini's capabilities into new features coming to iOS 18, the next version of the iPhone operating system expected later this year. If finalized, the partnership would be a significant milestone for both companies, providing Gemini access to billions of potential users through Apple's massive install base of over 2 billion active devices. However, the move has also sparked widespread backlash and accusations of promoting an ultra-woke agenda through Gemini's troubling tendency to revise history and distort facts in the name of political correctness. Recent examples have shown Gemini generating inaccurate, diverse depictions of historically white groups like Vikings and the Founding Fathers, claiming to provide a more accurate and inclusive representation. The AI has also refused to illustrate subjects it deems offensive, such as churches in San Francisco over potential insensitivity to Native Americans, despite the city's numerous real-world churches. In the face of mounting criticism, Google acknowledged the issues, with product lead Jack Krawczyk tweeting, "We are aware that Gemini is offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions, and we are working to fix this immediately." The company also released a statement admitting Gemini had missed the mark here. Despite the controversy surrounding Gemini's revisionist tendencies, Apple appears undeterred in its pursuit of the partnership. Analysts suggest the deal could offset potential losses from increased regulatory scrutiny of Apple and Google's long-standing search agreement, which generates billions for Google annually. However, many remain skeptical about handing over such a powerful tool for shaping cultural narratives to an AI system programmed with an ideological bias. As one commenter on social media remarked, "Google Gemini inventing a diverse, multi-ethnic Waffen-SS is actually a stunning example of horseshoe theory." Read more at Bloomberg here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.